So thanks for participating on the Shrimp Tank today. I hope you enjoyed it all.
Thank you.
I guess, you know, we want to start off and learn a little bit more. How did this idea germinate? How did you come up with the idea for your business?
I actually had a friend from high school contact me. From high school contact me 10 years later and said that she had heard that I was in marketing and asked if I was interested in some side work. And I had been praying for a while about an opportunity to start my own business. I've always had this as a dream to start my own company. And it literally fell on my lap. And so I just took it and started running with it. And once I started announcing to people that I was doing this, it just more and more kept spiraling. And so that's kind of how it started.
Well, that's often how these ideas germinate. Yeah. They start small for a lot of entrepreneurs into a small idea, and then it buds itself into business. Now that you've been in business for a little while, what would you tell somebody who is a young entrepreneur about the qualities you think they need to have to be a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, awesome. That's a great point. One of the things that I think is most important is being persistent. You're going to get no's from people no matter what avenue you go down.
People tell you no, reject you.
Yeah, so. You'll face that. You're going to face that. And so the most important thing is just being persistent. And if you have a dream, fight for that dream and don't give up. That's all you have are your dreams.
So that day when you prospect three people on your marketing services and they say they don't want to buy it, you just take that and say, next day it's going to be a better day.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even later on tonight it's going to be a better night. I don't have to wait till the next day. So, absolutely.
So, you know, as an entrepreneur now, one of the things is that you're really not working for a boss.
Right.
And I've worked in the corporate world and now I own many businesses. And so how do you keep yourself motivated, or how do you get yourself motivated to get up every day and really want to make this happen?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. I think motivation is super important for people to identify where their motivation is. Mm-hmm. Mine lies in the dreams that I have. I want to be successful. I want to be an entrepreneur.
Important.
My dreams are super important to me. And my family. You know, I know that I'm the sole provider for my family, so I of course, that's an aspect to it. But it's also, too, I love what I do. I'm very passionate about marketing. I'm very passionate about business. So that keeps me going and keeps me motivated. When you love what you do, you're not going to work.
A lot of entrepreneurs will say that it doesn't feel like work because you love what you do. Now, as we've talked to very successful entrepreneurs that have big businesses in Georgia and in Atlanta, and you're growing this business, would you recommend for a new entrepreneur starting a business now knowing what you know to have a business plan, or would you say it doesn't really matter if you have a business plan?
I would say it's important to have a business plan. So although it fell on me, so to say, I still had a general idea of what I was going to do. I actually physically sat down and wrote my goals. I think that's super important for success, is to write your goals, write down your plan of action, and if it doesn't go that way, adjust as you need to. But there's power in having that written down. So I do believe that it's very important to have
a plan. So even if you don't have a full-blown business plan, at least have goals that you can look at to say, what do I need to accomplish? Got one last question for you as we wrap up on the Shrimp Tank podcast after show, which is, if you had one or two books or something that you've read or a blog that you follow, is there something you would tell a new entrepreneur out there and say, this is something you really ought to look at if you're serious about going this route in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know necessarily that I could say a very specific this one book, but I'm really big on personal development. If you're not reading every day to try to improve who you are as a business owner, as a leader, then you're not doing it right. It's important to read. It's important to constantly feed into you so that you grow. So really just reading in general. Find something that interests you. Go find the leaders that have been successful. Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell,
he's
my
great.
Favorite. Yeah, they're both my two favorites. So I've read as many of their books as I can get my hands on. They're awesome, they're very inspirational, and they also give some really good nuggets on how you can grow your business, whether you're, you know, starting a $500 million corporation or you're starting a $5,000 small business.
Well, congratulations on making
Thank
it
you.
This far in the contest. Good luck on the
Thank
final
you.
Vote here for winning. Congratulations on being an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
we
thank
feel
you.
Today with the Shrimp Tank podcast that this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Young entrepreneurs need to take their dreams, get hold of it, turn them into businesses, create more jobs for people here in the state of Georgia.
Yeah,
so good luck
absolutely.
on the rest of your business.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure. It's been awesome.